Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What was the, was a noise or a fray? Like, we're leaving our office to walk in here.
Yes. And oh my gosh. We are. What was it?
You were just.
We are locked, stocked, and ready to rock.
That was
right, everybody? And yes. I say this, and I'm trying to like rally the troops. You're doing your thing on your computer, tap, 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 tap. And producer Ben, I don't know, he's looking down at his sheet and he's highlighting things, and everybody's kind of like in the zone. And I'm just trying to get everybody, let's go, team!
I think you gave us the hype speech too soon or at the wrong moment.
I didn't have your full attention.
No, like, we weren't ready.
Wait, what?
We were still exercising. Like, if this was football practice, I'm still doing jumping jacks, and now you want to give me a hype
speech?
Guess
what? It's game time. Whoo! Let's go!
You missed three words, my friend.
What?
Take a knee.
Gentlemen, take a knee.
Four words.
Sorry.
Gentlemen, take a knee.
Take a knee.
You would have said that in every silly little high school practice.
Okay.
All the way back to my junior high days, my seventh grade first football practice. I went, what?
Thank you. I just
would have had my helmet at my side. I would have been ready.
I did organize sports, but it wasn't like I was in the with the cross country team and the play. Like,
even
we didn't have that.
Even a stat boy for the basketball team.
Really?
Take a knee.
You
bring it in, gentlemen.
The stat boy takes a knee too.
And you're on the team.
Wow.
Everybody takes a knee. Now in plays. You're right. That one's a little
different.
The
director might be like doing a pre-curtain speech.
It could be that. It could be, let's make a back rub circle.
Yes. Maybe a little game of zip, zap, zop, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I applaud the effort. I apologize. I wasn't all in.
Okay.
I also now I'm blaming you because you didn't bring me to the fold.
So it's not, I have to get your attention first.
To get my attention. Yes.
First, get my attention if you want my attention.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. Noted.
Got it.
Okay. Gentlemen.
You're not writing it down.
Take a knee.
Yes.
Oh, I'll remember it.
I'm ready.
I'm going to remember it. If it's, that's
how I
get
you. I have taken a knee in this room three times now. I'm ready for instruction.
You keep taking a knee. Oh.
Because by the time you say something, the next thing is I can go to the locker room and get some Gatorade.
Gentlemen, take a knee.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Let's go, coach!
To take on
Wednesday. Yes!
And show this Wednesday.
Yes!
Who we are.
Who are we?
We are! The Morning Scramble! Let's get it!
Let's go!
Woo! And it's that season. It's prom season. You've probably like gone out the last couple weekends. And if you go to a restaurant, you're seeing people all dressed up in fancy dresses.
Look at that boutonniere.
So cute. This is... I don't think it's as much of a tradition around here, but like the how you get to prom, like what vehicle are you taking? I know you drove your group.
The 2 years I went officially junior and senior, my junior year, my neighbor loaned me his not Corvette, but it was convertible.
Like a nice car.
Nice car.
Nice.
I'm like, sir, I will wash it.
Yeah.
Both before and after, sir.
Sir.
And then my senior year, I drove the family conversion van just because it had a lot of seats.
That's right. And like we all want to get
piled in. Because we had
a
big group, went to dinner in Tiffin. We went to the Lark.
Right.
Yes.
Right. It's you know, it's all about, it's kind of the last thing on my list, like the dress, hair, your nails.
And in Washington, Iowa, you don't have a party bus and you don't have a limo company.
No.
Right?
No. I don't know what they had in Topeka, Kansas, but the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was in town for a NASCAR pre-race celebration, and some students from the local high school spotted them. They were at a Sonic, and it was there. They stopped. They took some photos, and their prom was the next day. So one of them, genius amongst them, asks the hot dogger who's driving the vehicle, hey, would you guys drive us to prom? They had to make some calls. They had to call Oscar Mayer and make sure it was okay. They had some free space in their calendar, and Oscar Mayer said, yeah, take those kids to prom.
My prom vehicle is a Wienermobile?
They pulled up to prom in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Can I just say, as we are enjoying this song, the video that we shot for this song...
Full circle.
Had a Wienermobile in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And we, much like prom kids in Topeka, Kansas, had to ask for them to be in our video, and they had to get corporate permission, And they said yes. But that's, and we got to speak with the, and it's like what? Head dog and
yes.
And ketchup number two.
I think they were hot doggers.
Or hot doggers.
I think that, I don't know.
They are granted license to like be part of a community wherever they are.
Yes.
And they're, A, they're fun. B, it's a fun brand. Mm-hmm. And I love it that they said yes to the kids. They said yes to us. Very cool move.
You know what? The power of yes. Let's take that
the
away.
The power of yes. Well, yes. I was going to say the power of wieners, but also the power both.
Yes, wieners. Yes.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I was asking you some taste questions a little bit ago.
Yes, and I'm very
there's
worried.
There's a reason for this. So in a matter of hours, six to be exact, I'm going to be on a plane with my wife, and we are going to be flying to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the 2026 NFL Draft.
Whoa!
This was her Christmas present. She's a big Steelers fan. There's a company that will actually make sure you have a place to sit. So we're going to be at the first round of the NFL Draft coming up tomorrow night in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
And so if you were to say, Dancing Eric Hansen and lovely and talented Shannon Hansen, how would you describe this? This, for her, this is my Disney Nerd Fest, right?
Uh-huh.
I have Disney Nerd
yes.
Fest. She has
football.
Football Nerd Fest, right?
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking, Claire, what would be your Nerd Fest?
Oh, I know.
If there's a fan in you, what would draw it out? And I would like to offer three suggestions. You let me know if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Would you nerd out over a kolach festival?
You know I love a good kolach.
I know you love a good, but would you would you get on a plane and go to a kolach convention?
Like a different,
like a kolach fan fest?
I appreciate the offer.
Okay, that's a no.
No.
All right. You are an English major.
Yes.
From Mount Mercy College.
College. Back in the day.
And yes. When I asked you your favorite author,
uh-huh.
And you're like, now or of all time, I said of all time, and you said?
Jane Austen.
Would you go to a Jane Austen fan fest?
Mm-hmm. I think I would.
You
would have a heck of a time. I think I would have a blast. I'd like to go to her, like, her home.
Would you cosplay? Would you come dressed Pride and Prejudice?
If we were all
proud
doing
and
it,
prejudiced,
if we were all doing it, then yes, I would. That
okay,
that Empire waistline, Eric, so flattering.
Now I'm curious because I have one more particular fan fest for you.
What?
And maybe you have to pick between the two.
Uh-oh, I can only pick one.
I think you can only pick one. Would you go to an NSYNC fan fest?
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
Now you know what it's like to be me. And going to my Disney nerd stuff. If the right opportunity presented itself, you too would just be like, yeah, I'm there. What?
But this is her nerd out.
Well,
you're letting her shine.
I'm telling
shine.
You, everybody has a nerd. Everybody has a fan in them.
Mm-hmm.
Let your fan out.
Let it out.
Right?
Yeah.
I've determined now yours is either Jane Austen or NSYNC. Claire's, my wife is football.
I don't think either of those things exist.
Not yet.
Yet.
Not yet.
Yet.
But maybe soon.
Gotta make it happen.
I just based on your reaction, I think Jane Austen Fan Fest.
I think it's
where,
a time.
Where it's at.
I might have a really good time nerding out with that.
Yes. Yeah. So,
that's got possibilities. Put that on a shelf.
Let your fan out.
Yeah. Let it out. Yesterday, I was very proud of us. We had what could have potentially been a very awkward situation, but we didn't let it be. You, me, producer Ben, Chad.
Workday playlist,
Chad. We went to lunch and I, because I'm so much fun, said, okay, I'll go, but it has to be a working lunch.
I love working lunches.
Okay, good. Because I felt like I was the only Debbie Downer of the group.
And no!
I was like, we got to get some stuff done, people.
You know why I like working lunches? You can get a big table
mm-hmm.
and you can do work and eat.
And we knew, we're going to go to this place because we know that they've got a really big corner table and we will use the whole table, even though there's just a few of us.
Yes.
So we're spreading out. We're looking at things. We're looking at pictures. And we realize that we are not the only radio station present in this particular dining establishment. As soon as we walk in, we come upon some dear, dear friends, Brandon Cortland.
It's like walking around the corner of an alley and your nemesis is standing, staring you in the eye.
Oh, they're like, what are you doing here? We're doing a thing here. We're like, well, we were going to just work here.
We have a meeting going on, Braden Cortland. What are you doing?
What are you doing here? They're like, we were here first. You guys have to leave. No, they didn't say that.
Everybody just burst out laughing.
It's so funny.
Burst out laughing.
Yes. They're, you know, doing their
thing. They're hosting a little luncheon. That's great.
That's great.
I'm starting to work back to our table. I turn to their guests. I'm like, when you're done with them, our table's over here.
Come on over and say hi. But I realized that we need to kind of like keep up with this friendship because we see each other, especially in the summer when things get really, really busy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see each other a lot.
Local events. And we both have, all four of us have very weird five.
Yes.
We have weird jobs. We get up early.
Strange schedules.
We're goofy on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, we just.
Nobody gets it like we get it.
It's kind of like the President's Club.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. But I also want to keep good standing with our friendship,
yes,
too, because I realized that they are now that friend with a truck.
I have a friend with a truck.
Yeah. And it's very important, right?
I personally, but the Morning Scramble does not have
the
a
Morning
friend with
Scramble
a truck.
Does. We used to. Our brother station, 1600 ESPN, had a truck. That truck
did.
So I just realized in a panic, they are our friends with a truck, and we need to be nice to them.
I want to work through a scenario where, A, we need to borrow their truck, and I just thought of the reason why. Cardboard boat regatta. And just to have a casual person watch us drive their truck.
Yeah.
But you know what? That hurt to ask, right?
You have to ask.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Iowa City police officers served a search warrant at a mobile home park in Kirkwood Estates yesterday.
Oh, why?
The Lane County Sheriff's Office special response team assisted with the warrant, but did not elaborate. Iowa City police not publicly discussing why. Questions do surface as to, does this relate to the early morning shooting Sunday in Iowa City? So it's the end of that story was 100% speculation. The governor's choice to lead the largest agency in our state government, which is the Department of Health and Human Services, that person may not remain in his post. Interim Director Larry Johnson's nomination fell 7 votes short during a confirmation vote yesterday. He has been the interim director since last October, when the previous director of HHS took a job outside of state government. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say the department's failed to answer questions about their budget and finances. He's not entirely eliminated. They did make a parliamentary move as part of the vote that could put his nomination back up for a future vote. But for right now, did not get confirmed on the first try. The story ends on a good note, but it's going to raise your hackles on the front end.
Okay, what?
Since March 18th, Ames police have received numerous reports of racist messages being spray painted on cars.
Hate that. No.
One of these cars belongs to a woman named Katie. Katie's married to a person of color. Scared the hell out of that family.
Yeah, I bet.
She's unable to remove the paint. She tried to take it off herself, ended up using too bristly of a brush and scratched her car.
Oh, no.
That's when a friend showed her a Facebook post. There is a body shop in Ames, Success Auto Wash and Detail, that saw the news story and put out this message. I will detail and repaint your car for free. So she took him up on it. The body wash detail shop painted over all graffiti and also repaired all of the incidental scratches. Nobody's been arrested yet for the vandalism. Anybody with information, contact Ames Police or Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa. But look at you, Success Auto Wash and Detail.
Absolutely.
Step it up in your community. Ow. Thanks for doing that. Got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Do you recall Elizabeth Smart? Probably remember the name.
Give me a little more context.
Back in 2002, she was 14 years old. She was abducted from her bedroom in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay, I was going to say Colorado, Utah. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
She was held captive until police rescued her 9 months later. And she's a survivor. She's been able to talk about her story. Cut to today. She's 38 years old. She's married. She's a mother to 3 kids. She also just shared a little bit of an update about herself. She is now officially a competitive bodybuilder.
Wow, what a transformation.
No kidding. She just entered her 4th competition over the weekend, and she won the novice category. She medaled in 2 other categories as well. She said, my body has carried me through the very worst day. Every hellish, grueling experience, it's created and nurtured three beautiful children. My body has risen to every single challenge life has presented it with and carried me through, so I refuse to be ashamed of it.
I cannot imagine the mental strength a person would need to have daily after an incident like that.
Exactly.
Traumatic. And then now to have also the stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah, the physical stamina.
Yes.
Yeah.
To body build and strength train to what is required to compete.
Right. But that's really inspiring.
Very much so.
Way to go, Elizabeth Smart. Okay. We've got a little bit of engagement rumors going on. Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz, they have been seen together. Rumors that he fell in love with his American girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Kravitz
song. That's
song.
The Kravitz version.
That's
no.
The Kravitz song. American Girl.
American Girl. But that's interesting.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz did this. He covered this song, and he's the dad of Zoe Kravitz.
Hmm.
And then Harry Styles has American Girls. Quite interesting.
Okay, that's another very exciting point to point out.
So are they engaged?
Well, she was seen wearing a diamond ring on that finger during a coffee date that they had in London recently.
That's a yes.
That seems to indicate yes. Harry's mom has been liking videos of Zoe and Lenny
Mrs.
Kravitz. Mama Styles likes videos of Zoe and Lenny Kravitz interactions as a couple. And to, you know, that kind of further supports that. You've just pointed out that there's American Girl,
also,
American
Woman. Also, we have this weird song connection.
I don't know. Harry Styles has been out promoting his new album, emphasizing the importance of relationships and creating community. And boy, isn't that an important relationship, an engagement?
That's a community, right? Two families coming together.
Okay. I just need you guys to go ahead and confirm that for me so I can get excited officially. This engagement I can confirm. You might not know the name actor David Howard Thornton.
David who?
David Howard Thornton.
No clue.
You might know his character name, Art the Clown. Those Terrifier movies?
Yes, from Terrifier.
Terrifier, big series of horror films with Art the Clown, this bloodthirsty clown that just goes on killing sprees, willy-nilly killing everyone. He got engaged.
He did?
He did. He got engaged to his girlfriend, Jada Christine, and it was super traditional. He popped the question to her. He got down on one knee and asked, "Will you marry me?" He did this at a convention because that's where they met.
Please don't tell me he was in makeup.
He was.
No!
He was dressed as Art the Clown.
Oh my God!
Blood-splattered jumpsuit, gore-encrusted smile, and she still said yes. He said that they first met at a convention, and they get a picture together at every single convention that they go to, and they keep it as a souvenir at their home that they share.
Is she a fan or a fellow actor in this field?
I think that she's just a fan. Like, okay. She went to the convention, met him, and they hit it off.
Fairly so.
So he really wanted to, you know, propose. He wanted to do it in a way that the convention was in his hometown, so all of his family was present. He used the ring that his mother left to him before she passed.
What?
Yes.
This it, talk about just the so collision of worlds, though, right?
It's so traditional and sweet, but then also, what a lovely gesture. Oh my gosh, that's what you wore?
Are you sincerely smiling because you love me or you want to kill me?
And is that gore in your teeth? Oh my gosh. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We love to help solve any issue that you might be facing, specifically when it comes to the world of parenting. If you ever have a parenting issue, crisis, controversy, you can contact the Morning Scramble and we'll try to tackle it. It's great to get some outside eyeballs on these things.
This one coming in from Mom Nicole. They're new to town. They're hanging out with some new friends. They've got kids. They both have kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So adults, kids. Kids are playing. Lego gets thrown. Hits super expensive television. Ruins one of the pixels. And this new family's like, we'll pay for it. Right? You don't want to ruin that friendship.
Yeah. Nicole said, we offered right away to pay for it. Then they start shopping for the TV and realize the expense. This is like a $1,200 TV. And she's like, that's not really something that's in our family budget right now. I can't just justify paying for a whole new TV when, A, the TV still works.
True. Good point.
That's kind of her sticking
point. It wasn't
point.
Intentional
it wasn't
on the
intentional.
Part of the kid. So what's the right move here, specifically when your kid damages something, and in this case for Nicole, when it's so, so expensive?
Listen, I'm asking, can we set up a payment plan? Can I pay in 2 installments?
That's not a bad idea, though, for that kind of expense.
Like, hey, guys, I got $600 right now. I get another $600 next month at the beginning of the month. Or if it's a really good friend that you're just knowing, just go ahead and pay it. Don't even waste your time. Don't even waste your reputation. Just pay it.
So that's a good way to look at it. Because there are so many caveats. One is, these are new friends.
Yes, you don't want to...
Like, which is that awkward, like, hey, I know we've just met each other, like, trust is still being established. Would you mind a payment plan?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would work or not.
I don't know. And, you know, there's only one way to find out, right?
She'd that's have to just true.
Test the waters here.
That's our question for Momtroversy. For this family specifically, do they owe them a new TV? How would you approach that conversation? Or just in general, we would love to hear stories where you've gone through this before.
Even if you're the recipient,
yes.
Right? Somebody came over to my house and broke something. Here's how I handled it.
What's the right move when your kid damages something at somebody else's place?
I believe that most people who have parties at their house expect things to happen, and they would not expect a parent to pay for something.
Even if the parent's kid... not intentionally, but clearly was the culprit in this particular scenario.
I mean, if it was, I'm going to break that thing, watch me.
Intent, okay.
Maybe, but I don't think if you're going to have a party at your house that you're expecting anyone to pay for anything.
That's a good point.
They were hosted. It was two families together. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That just reminded me. We had all adults, but 4th of July, and a sparkler caught a little bit of some furniture of my outdoor patio furniture on fire.
Oh,
so it had like a little cigarette hole in it. That's what it looked like. I was furious.
Absolutely.
But it's like, it's kind of on me, right?
You provided the sparkler.
I provided the sparkler. I provided
over.
The beverages. I've never considered it from that perspective. I really appreciate that phone call. Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. A lot of ways to look at this. Payment plans. You don't owe them anything. They're the hosts.
Right.
You still have the conversation also. What do you tell your kid so they understand maybe the gravity of the situation?
Yeah. Are they writing an apology letter? Are they helping to pay? Is it coming out of their allowance? Something like that?
How do you want to tackle this? That's our Momtroversy. What's the right move when your kid damages somebody else's something? Let us know at 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Just a little bit of a hairy issue here, which we have to help Mom Nicole out with. She's new to town. She gets invited to a friend's house. Now, the parents are getting along. They're becoming friendly. The kids are kind of the same ages, so the kids are getting along. Things are going great until her child throws a Lego. It accidentally hits the host's TV. Immediately offers to pay for the TV. Sorry, guys, that's our bad. Then they go shopping for the TV and realize the TV is like a $1,200 TV, and that really wasn't in their budget for right now. It's only damaged. The TV's not all the way broken. Do they have to replace the TV?
It's getting a little more conditional as the story extends itself.
Yes. Post, we offered to buy a new TV, and now we're not so sure we want to do that.
So the general question... what's the right move when your kid damages something? And then in this specific instance, what does this family do next? That's our Momtroversy.
Well, depending on the age of the child, I would say that you should maybe offer to pay for half of the TV and then have the child work off the other half, mm-hmm. if possible, especially if it's a friendship you guys want to keep.
That's a key component. I think they, because they're new in town, I think they really value the fact they've made some fast friends, and especially friends who have kids that can play together.
It's convenient, right?
Yeah.
We like each other.
This
they
is
like
kind of a good hybrid balance approach to we're taking responsibility. I'm also teaching a lesson at the same time.
Sure.
Great thoughts. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for holding. What are your thoughts for our Momtroversy this morning?
All right. I got a couple things.
Let's hear it.
So first of all, I mean, that's just what happens when you have kids at your house. Things happen. For one, I can't believe the mom offered to pay. So she's kind of stuck with it now.
That's true.
Two, I can't believe the other mom was like, okay, great, buy us a new $1,200 TV. And then the other thing is, since she already offered and apparently the other mom accepted, when you buy the new TV, you get the old TV that there's nothing wrong with. It's still working. A couple pixels, come on, we can all deal with that.
Interesting.
And, you know, it is what it is. Learn your lesson. I mean, I'm sure you'd have a talk with your kid. I know I would.
Yeah,
definitely. I wouldn't make them get a job and pay for it, but we would definitely be talking about, you know, how we behave at other people's houses.
I do love this curveball, though, of, okay, I offered, you accepted, here's your TV, P.S., that one's mine.
Yes,
right? I'm replacing that one.
This one with me.
Yeah, interesting approach. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I never thought about asking for the TV because you just replaced it. Like, because what are they going to do with it, right?
Right, yeah. But that's a weird conversation. I don't know if I'd be comfortable having that conversation. Hey, here's your new TV. I mean, I'll be taking this now.
That's our momtroversy this morning.
And now this one's mine.
In general, what's the right move when your kid damages something? And then specifically for this new family, new to Eastern Iowa, we want to keep them here.
Absolutely.
We want them to find friends and have friends with kids for their kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got a little bit of a hairy situation. How are you going to tackle this one?
So the way I see it, the parents clearly know what the right thing to do is, because as soon as their kid broke the TV, they said, we will pay for it. We will fix it. We will get you a new one. It wasn't until they realized how expensive it was that they started saying things like, oh, well, it's only damaged in the corner, and, oh, maybe we really aren't responsible for this, because they don't want to pay for it because it's too expensive. But they have to. Their kid broke it. If I had a TV someone's kid broke, I would be upset. I would want you to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's fair that they've only decided that, oh, maybe we don't need to pay for it after they realized how expensive it was.
Well, it's only a little damaged. It's not all the way broken. You can still watch TV on it.
That's very interesting. It's like Jiminy Cricket said, you got to pay for it. Yep. And then Jiminy Cricket saw the price tag, and then all of a sudden he's gone.
Where'd that cricket go?
Yeah, where'd that cricket go?
Exactly.
Listen to Jiminy.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.